And they've realised we are a powerful force. Look, the consultants in the National Health Service come out and had a dispute a few years ago. Nothing happened. The health service still run. Mm. Shortly after that, the junior doctors and the registrars had a go. Nothing happened. We still run. The health service still run. And run adequately. We run without both of those groups of people. Now, in 1979, the ancillary workers and the ambulance men struck. And we brought this service to a stop. Or to a virtual stop.
So
the power is with the workers. The power is with the workers, not with the doctors, not with the administrators. The power is with us. And we've proved it again this year. There's many, many hospitals who are diving around empty beds at the moment with waiting lists. Now, that has got to be a feather in our cap. That has got to be a knock to them. What the hell would this crowd do? And, you know, if you go back to this National Day of Action on the 22nd, when there was something like 150,000 people, and I believe that was a reasonable estimate, a little bit conservative even, you know, because there was an awful, awful lot of people there. And if they're prepared to turn out, and we were only arguing about something like 6% then, because we'd already got 6, you know, and we were looking for 12, so we're really only arguing about 6%. And I think at that stage everyone would have settled under 10 anyway. You know, if we'd have all been offered 9, we would have settled. So you could be talking about 3%. Now, if you'd encourage that many people on the street for 3%, what would you encourage if this government or any other government tried to destroy the National Health Service?